वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं दंशजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्तसरस्वती नमः शिवार्षभानवे देवी दैत्याय कृपाब्धये कृष्णसम्बन्धविज्ञानदायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्ज्वलप्रमाढश्रीरूपानुगभक्तिदा शिवौराकरुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमस्ते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणि रूपानुगविरुद्धापसिद्धान्तद्भन्धारि नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामे वंशाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महापदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्पिषे नमः वी आर मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट to take our births in this world as human beings. There are so many lives throughout the world, numerous. Out of them, birds and beasts and human beings. And out of these human beings, only a few countable are the devotees, and among them there are selected few who are the devotees of Lord Krishna. We belong to that category who are the worshippers of the Lord Krishna. The conception of God may be different, but only who are fortunate people or worthy people, they worship Lord in Vaikuntha. So, we belong to Vaikuntha. Naham tishtami Vaikunthe yoginam madbhakta jatra gayanti tatra tishtami Narada. O Narada, I never stay at Vaikuntha. I am not in the heart of yogis. Madbhakta jatra gayanti. My devotees, where they sing my glories, I will be there. Now, you are all of that category, devotees. Devotees of higher standard. So, Prabhupada is here. And now, he must laugh. Laughingly, he must look at you. Therefore, we must very strictly follow his teachings. And he has gone away already, it is more than 25 years. We are unfortunate to miss the great beloved of the Lord Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we should spend our time always if we go on repeating his name, divine name, day and night, avismati krishna padara bindayo krinoti abhadrani ca shantanoti. If we always remember Krishna Pada Padma, the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna, and all avismati krishna padara bindayo krinoti abhadrani amangalam, which is not favorable, which is not pious, and those atmosphere then go away, disappear. Sorry, we are sorry because we are unable to proceed freely in this world as we are influenced by the Maya, the deluding potency of the Lord Krishna, and we are always deluded by that Maya. Doesn't take in the right path. We are always proceeding, but not in right path, in wrong path. So, to put them in right path, Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, has come to this world, and in 10 years, he has done wonders everywhere. People are repeating Krishna Nama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. That doesn't mean that we should forget Krishna Nama. So we should not forget the Lord Krishna, and as well as who taught us Lord Krishna's devotion, then we will prosper. The prosperity is not materially prosperous, but spiritually prosperous. To be prosperous is what to do? To become Krishna consciousness. We are having material consciousness. We have many desires in this world, many desires, numberless desires. Kama yesa, krodha yesa, rajo guna, samadbhava, mahasano, mahapapma, vidhyanya, may bahiridam. Our enemies are desires, material desires. And we are always not enjoy happiness due to anger. Why you are angry? Because I could not receive what I wanted. And greediness, forgetfulness, and arrogance, and malice, these are the six enemies. And we have to control that six enemies. We have no power to control it. Not the material opulence will help us. Only spiritual. That spiritual is devotion. That devotion is surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, and always remember the Lord. Always remember and be happy. Real happiness, not wealthy wealth, not to become a skyscraper, but the one man who had a building, small building, he said, he has got that building, I must be some superior type of building I must have. So, this greed out of innocence, and that innocence is only due to the influence of Maya. What is that Maya? Maya, where from it comes? It comes from the Lord, Supreme Lord. It is a duty, it wants to cover the rays of the sun, but the Maya cannot cover the rays of the sun. The sky, the clouds that come out from the sunlight, they cannot cover the sun completely, because if it is covered here, after miles, you see some signs there. Incompetent power the sun has got. Sun is not a small thing, as you see. It is so many times superior, greater to in land, this world, bigger than world, so many times bigger than world. So the sun cannot be covered by the clouds. So Maya cannot conquer you. Who are you? Who are you? No, I'm not a human being. I'm not an American. I'm not an Indian. I'm not an European. Who are you? I am the eternal devotee of my Lord Krishna. I know everything. By the blessings of Lord Krishna, I can attain supreme power due to the blessing of the Lord. And I can attain blessings only through Nama. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Ivaka. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gadarana. There is no other process, no other way to conquer Maya. Because it is told, Daiviyasa Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratya, Bhagavad Gita. It is told, Mama Maya Duratya. It is very difficult to conquer Maya. Nobody can. A yogi, a yajnik, or the Veda who recites Vedam, or do other sacrifices and penance, cannot control Maya. To control Maya is the way, simple way, simple, very simple, is to repeat Namam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I see many of you are devotees coming with a tilakam on your forehead, but I hope that you will always have this sign, just like a police constable. Unless the police constable has his cap, police cap, he is not able to control anybody. But when the cap puts you on it, then all will be afraid of a police constable. So, you should think that if you do tilakam and a tulasi mala and worship tulasi daily, then you are peerless in this world. You are peerless. Nobody can do any harm to you. You are free from the control of Maya. You are always happy. You will never suffer. No suffering. So, we must follow. These are the scriptures. Scriptures were not written by anybody. It reveals its form, just like the Lord. The Lord is there, but he should reveal the form of the Lord, the action of the Lord, and to understand the Lord, everything depends upon the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord can make one to control and have the darshan. You can see the Lord, Krishna. If you say Krishna, 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 Krishna continuously, day and night, and if you take an vow that I will, in 1 week, I want to see Krishna. Now, if I don't see Krishna after a week, I will leave this body. No, he will never leave this body. He will see Krishna. If he is serious, without food, without sleep, day and night repeating Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Whatever he determines, that will happen. Krishna will come like a lightning. But he will remember it. He will never forget. Krishna never forgets. Always Krishna is by his side. Now, we should know this and must dedicate ourselves. Mame vaje prapanchante, maya metam tarantite. If we dedicate ourselves at the feet of the Lord, we can control maya. We are not dedicating. What is dedicating? O Lord, I belong to you. My properties belong to you. My relations, my father, my mother, my wife, my children, my property, my house, everything is yours. I have nothing. It is you. All in all, you are in all in all. One must have this consciousness. But we never say, who is this boy? My boy. Who is this lady? Is my wife? No, no. How long he is the wife and how long he is the boy? In Western countries, husband and wife is like lightning. But yet it is temporary. It is not permanent. Nothing is permanent. My body is not permanent. It is changing. I was born so much. Now I am 6 feet or 7 feet high, so much body, so much weight increase. And it is not standard. It will increase and gradually it will decrease. And at last it will disappear. So a man thinks that he is intelligent. That intelligence also will increase and decrease. Physically we see the body increase and decrease of construction. Of a body is complete, the house is complete. Then you should not think that I have completed my house. From the next day, it will reduce. You see, many repairs will come gradually. So, nothing permanent. My body, it increases. Now it becomes a youth. But a youth, every day we are under the influence of maya. It is reducing us. And we will disappear. Jatasya hi dhruva mrityu, dhruvam janma mrityasyata, tasmat aparihargyate natvam sochita maras. Don't stop death. You cannot stop death. And you cannot stop birth. you will born, you will be some years here, and after that you will die. This body will go away, another body will come. That body now begins, starts, and it reaches the limit, 70, 80 or 100. Then from there, it disappears. This is the routine. This is the routine. You cannot stop birth. You cannot stop death. This routine, birth and death, you can stop only if you do Harinama. Harinam, Harinam. The simple method adopted by Lord Gauranga. He said, Mahamantra, this is Mahamantra. I tell you, my friends, this is Mahamantra. All of you should repeat that Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So this system we introduce in our life, introduce in our society, introduce in our family, thereby all of us will be benefited. We will be happy. Though maybe there may be cause for suffering, he doesn't care. Prahlad, a boy, when he was 6 years age, when the father asked the boy, what you have studied in the Gurukula place, read little, then he eats. Sravanam kirtanam vishno maranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakshamatma nivedanam iti pumsarpita vishno bhaktiste navalakshana kriyeta bhagavat dadha tanmanya adhitam. This is the supreme, highest education I got, father. Hello, Oscar. You are my child, I have given you birth. I am against that Vishnu, you say, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. He threw him from the laps, from the high position, the throne, threw him. Ask son Ramarka, you take him to your institute and train him well. That's it. We have trained him. But it is naisargikiyam matirapanaya. It is natural. We have not taught him all these things. Then, who taught you? Who taught you? The boys ask. You are studying under one guru, you are studying and we are all studying. No others have come to teach you and us. But our teaching is different. We receive different teachings and you receive, follow different. And how is it? Yes. It is only when my father went to perform penance, for 100 years he was absent. And now I am in the womb of my mother. Indra, the lord of the demigods, he was coming to take away the child. Kayadhu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu, and keep her in some ashram till the delivery. After delivery, he will kill the boy who is my enemy and let her off. Then Narada came there and said, no, no, you cannot kill him. You cannot kill her because she carries a great devotee of the Lord. He is not your enemy. You cannot kill him. You live it here. He left in in that ashram and he went away. Now Narada comes there and teaches her. And all 100 years teaching, she forgot. The mother forgot everything. But the boy inside, he remembers. When he came out, when he was born, he was with devotion born. No school, no teacher, no professor is wanted there. Swayam, Naisargikiyam, it is natural. Yeah, Narada taught him, made him perfect. Now, though you read 100 years in universities, you cannot be perfect, because you are not taught perfection. You will forget everything. There he said, Narada, this boy said to his friends, boys, I tell you, when the teacher is out of class, then the boys will play. Don't play. Kumaram Acharit Prajnan Dharman Bhagavatani. My dear friends, from boyhood you must cultivate devotion. I will tell you. Then who has taught you? Yes, my eternal guru is Narada. Narada, who received the spiritual science from Brahma, and Brahma from Lord Krishna. So that is how the answer came from Prahlad. And when he was killed by Hiranyakashipu, then Lord Narasimha asked the boy, what boon can I give you, boy? What boon do you want? He says, no boon. I don't want any boon. How is it? My darshan will never go astray. No one take something from me. I don't want anything. Sabai bhritya, labai banik. Banik, the baniya. Baniya, give and take. In America, all are baniyas. The Jews. But he said, no, I don't want anything. What do you want? I want to be your dasanudas, your servant, eternal servant. I want the service. I want to perform service. I'm not a baniya that you can satisfy me by offering something. No, I don't want anything except a devotion. Service for service. You must know this. Why you are laboring hard from morning till sunset? What do you want? We want money. The dollar, dollar, dollar. But Prahlad says, no, I don't want. I don't want. Why should you offer me always, often and often, you say, you take, you take, you take. I don't want, Lord. He rejected. For the servant, he should please his master. The master, whatever says, I don't want. Why should you offer me often and often? Don't offer. I don't want anything from you. I want only the service. anything from the Lord. Though the Lord offers the devotee whatever he wants, the devotee says, I want your service. I want your service. Tad bhritta bhritta parijaraka bhritta 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 cha bhritta ejimans maralokanath. There was, in South India, Kulasekhar Maharaja was there. And he was a Vaishnava. So daily Vaishnavas come, 1,000. They come and he was very happy to be with Vaishnavas and talking with the glories of the Lord and the devotees with them. But these ministers, they were envious. By this, our bank will be nil, completely ruined. 1,000 people daily serving is not small expenditure. So they cannot ask, Raja Sahib, just to stop feeding others. They cannot. So they did is, there was a jumps garland given to the deities. They took it out. On the next day, they reported to Raja Sahib, Maharaja, they're unable to see the necklace of the Lord. What happened? Somebody might have taken. Who comes here? I don't know. And why these Vaishnavas only come daily? And now have they taken? And what is your opinion? And I want to throw the blame upon the Vaishnavas. But do one thing. He ordered a serpent. Serpent. Venomous serpent. To bring from the forest. And it was brought in a room of one doorway. And others were closed. The serpent was allowed. He was sitting in the middle. The serpent comes from round, comes here, and again goes there and comes here. He never touched Radha Sahib. Then all these ministers thought that the blame now comes upon us. Now the truth will be revealed that we have done this. Then the punishment will be to go out from the country. They said, let us beg Maharaja, excuse us, we have done that. Yes. You are all treacherous. You have committed this treachery. You are not well-wishers of the country, well-wishers of the Raja Sahib, anybody. I don't want to see your face. Daybreak, the next daybreak, I will leave this place and sit at the feet of Lord Ranganath, very big temple Ranganath. Morning he went away. Now these ministers, they combined and they took his boys there and they asked Raja Sahib to select one to sit on the throne. But Raja said, I won't talk. I will never talk. You do as you want. And they selected one, and signed. रंग यात्रा दिने दिने हे राइट्स मुकुंद माला ऑल द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड वंदे मुकुंदम रविंद दलाय वाक्यम रोट द प्रेयर ऑन द लॉर्ड मुकुंद And because he's a devotee, he doesn't care for the throne. Ramachandra, we belong to that dynasty. You read the epics of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Ramachandra, Guru Varthe, Takta Rajyam, Yacharadana, Vanam, Padma, Padhyam, Priyaya. Ramachandra, at a small age, at the age of 14 or so, Dasaratha Maharaja wanted to establish him as the king. So, installation ceremony, they were ready for the installation ceremony. Rama went to his father to take his blessings. But when he reached the house of Kaikeyi, trick, in the Kaikeyi's house, Dasaratha Maharaj. When Dasaratha Maharaja heard boons, he promised Kaikeyi two boons. Now she asked, one boon is that Rama should go to the forest for 10 years. And Bharata, my son, will sit on the throne. No. Yes, Ramachandra heard, though Dasaratha Maharaja never talked. Kaikeyi talks. When he heard these two boons, he went on soon. Now Kaikeyi asked, Rama, you are truthful. No, please carry the order of your father and go to father. Yes, I will go to father. No question. Went to father for 14 years. And meanwhile, Bharata returned from his grandfather's house and heard that his mother Kaikeyi had sent Rama to the forest. Now at Chitrakuta he was, Rama. He went many, with many followers, he went there and requested Rama to come back and sit on the throne. In his place, 14 years, I will go. Will exchange it. You sit here, and 14 years I will enjoy in the forest. Then Rama said, who will alter the order? Order was given by Dasaratha. He has gone away. Meantime he left the world. Now, he says, who will give us, cancel the order? Nobody can cancel that. You have to go to reign the country of Ayodhya for 14 years. You cannot say no. I will go to forest because father's order. It is not your order. Father's order, I will go. Guru Varthe Taktarajam. Father Guru. Guru, now the father's order, and the Lord's order, other karma. You go. Then you give your sandals, I will put the sandals on the throne and reign the country. And I won't go back. You never do that. Then he said, to take the sandal to Arjuna. So in the forest, Rama gave up using sandals. No second pair was given, can be given. Oh, this is how here they follow the order. Our Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he followed the order of his Guru. He took the mantra from Madhavendra Puri's disciple, Ishwara Puri. And he was asked by Ishwara Puri, whatever he asked to do, he carried machine. And he left the mother and the wife. Those days they used to have child marriages. And yet, he asked, when he took sannyas, at the age of 24, he took sannyas. The mother could not say anything. Mother was sitting at the doorway. In the night he came, mother, but his prostration went round 4 times to mother. Mother, I cannot repay your debts. You have carried me in your womb for 10 months. And since my birth till this age, I am being protected by you. So cook and give me, I'll live upon. Now I am going to forest. I cannot be in home. I cannot be in birthplace. I cannot be with you and wife. I am going. Rejection. But see, I will see that you are well protected. I beg the Lord to protect you. So Mahaprabhu followed it. He became a sannyasi. Sannyasi, very strictly he followed. After sannyas, he was taken to Shantipur, Advaita Acharya's place. There he was for 10 days. The mother came there and she used to cook and give prasadam. Very fine. Was very tall and very beautiful body of Mahaprabhu. Was very fine, attractive. Thousands of people gathered round. Why this young boy should take sannyas? Who has ordered? Where the scripture? Who by where of that scripture? Why should he take sannyas? The barber was cleaning his head up. Became sannyasi. Must save me. And while he sit near the barber to save, when the barber attaches his razor, the razor falls down. Could not able to save. From 5 a.m. to night 5 p.m., this is the function. And then, saver, meantime Mahaprabhu gets up and dances and attracts all. This is how he spent the time for Nama Sankirtan. He attracted. They have no food to eat, and he has no food to eat. Even Guru also no food to eat. Got hold of the hands of Guru, and Guru danced with him. He threw off his danda and kamandalu and was dancing with him. This is how they followed the order of Upanishad, sannyasi, what the sannyasi should do. It was done. And now Mahaprabhu has gone. No, Mahaprabhu is there always. Mahaprabhu disappeared. You see, Mahaprabhu, and after sannyas, he traveled extensively India. And for 18 years, he was in Puri, continuously, in a room, small room, little food, always doing normal. And Rathyatra day, Rathyatra once a year, he comes out with all his devotees and do Sankirtana. And at last, he gave up his food, skeleton body. He fell, ecstasy, he fell into the sea. Night, 10 o'clock, he saw all the damsels with Krishna are playing in the sea. He jumped into the sea and was floating from 10 to 6 morning. And he was caught after 6 or 7 square miles. The body touched there. Because the fisherman with the net, he threw that net and he was caught by the net. And he thought, today, oh, God has given me too much money, because very, very big fish I could be able to. But when he dragged it and opened the net, now he is saying, Govinda Rama Krishna, all that, and weeping. And he removed the net, put that on his shoulder, and left the body, and was coming, and these people were going in search of Mahaprabhu. They saw him. Swarupa Damodar said, what happened? Sir, I am a poor man. Number of children I have. Last, I thought it a fish, but it's a dead body. When I touched it and removed the net, this is what happened. What can I do? Please give me some mantra. Swarupa Damodar slapped him immediately. That's gone. Now he said, it is the body, not dead body. Lord Krishna is the Lord Gauranga. I have seen him 100 times. He is not Lord Gauranga. His body is now very stout and whole body white. No life, body full of sand. And these people sat there and slowly and were weeping and repeating Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then they asked lost in there at night at 10 o'clock, at 6 he caught hold of me. Oh, all right, we shall go. So he returned to the temple near the temple that is called Gopinath. There one day he went inside and was doing Harinamam, repeating Harinamam. Where he went, nobody could see. At the age of 48, now we have to see that. We have to see. Now the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He has come to this world. Krishna Prema. He distributed the divine Prema, Nama, divine Nama, divine love. Divine love. What is the divine love? You should understand love. You love each other. But that love, that the gratification, self-gratification, you should completely surrender at the Lord's feet And if all of us surrender to Him, then our world will be completely changed, spiritualized. As long as we have got self-gratification, it cannot be spiritualized. It is only developed to develop material benefit. No prema, no love. Love is divine, and we can have it through the blessings of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Mancha Krishna. Urbhasindhu Devata. Adhidhanam Bhavanam. Adhidhanam Bhavanam.